Blog Talk Radio.
Computer, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to beat my ass if I can run away from my ass.
Space, a final frontier.
DJ!
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele
Prize. Its 5-year mission, to explore.
That's good.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It's Renegade Radio with your host, DJ Smell So Good, the international
host. Hail, away from the Netherlands, presenting
Night.
Interface complete.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Hey, what's happening? This your boy, Akafoo, a.k.a. Captain Grabber Booty, a.k.a. Mr. Hater Blockers. And right now, I got to give a big shout-out to my dog, DJ Smell Good, smelling gooder than a mug I am. Yes, sir. Hey, Smell Good, go ahead and run that new record, Ride.
Yeah.
Digital Dash. Doing 150 on the freeway. We don't drive, we fly. You might want to hold on.
Shawty like my way, she like, she like my ring. And my blue why I keep with the team. I told you, girl, you better slap me. I got my foot on the gas. I don't mind if we crash. Baby girl, let's ride, 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 ride. Hey, I'm weaving, I'm weaving, I'm feeding, I'm feeding. To get you home and get down to the beat. I got my foot on the gas.
Brand new drop, something foreign that these haters ain't got. Sitting on pros, paint so wet, she's so turned on underneath that dress. Lil' mama in my rear view, checking my kit, so I asked her, baby girl, do you drive six? She said,
turn me automatic. But daddy, don't trip, I can handle that
stick. I can feel the attraction, turbocharged. She don't want me, she want my car. I'm just an accessory, that ain't even stressing me. When she hit the system, guaranteed she gon' be sweating me. What I'm working with, I can see you curious. Baby, hop in, come see who you're dealing with. Yeah, let's slide, hold on tight. Little mama, cause you're rolling with the fast and the furious.
She like my ring.
Caught a rush, biting the bottom lip when I shift my blood. That's too much tension, so much kissing. Going up and down just like a piston. Yup, and I can feel that heat. Might stop, get it on in the middle of the street. Keep my foot on the gas, baby, we rolling. Straight to your place, that's where we going. The law don't matter, I could drive faster. Better have a Hemi if you think you gon' catch. What I'm working with, I can tell you curious. When we hit the crib, you'll see what I'm dealing with. Please don't talk, hold that thought. We about to get lost when I use this song.
Me is funny, man.
I know, man.
She loves you, though, man. I can tell, man. She really loves you. She thought she was going to get on me. What? Tell him.
She don't like you. Ain't funny.
So anyway, man, check this out. Before we go to the party, man, we got to stop one place real quick, man. All right?
What do you mean? Stop where?
It's cool, man. I just got to stop and go get my thing. You already know, man.
Dylan.
Got to get my mind right.
Get your mind right some other time, bro.
Just chill out.
Hey.
And, you know, don't make any sudden moves, man. We're cool. We're going to make it happen.
Don't get me in no shit.
Party, and it's going to be great.
You're always just talking. You don't. Do you just like to hear yourself talk, man?
Sup, man?
Wagwan, Dylan, here for the package, man.
Yeah, I'm just here to pick it
up. Right, man, I'm going to get it for you right now. Who that, man?
What up, bro?
Don't worry about him. He's cool. It's my dude, fool.
Who? Who? I don't know no
dude, fool. He's cool.
Hey, boy. You a cop?
Nah, ain't
come
no
on,
cop. Calm down.
You a bumbleclad cop?
Calm down.
Shut
dude,
up,
what are you
Dylan.
Doing?
You a bumbleclad
cop? He's cool. He's not a cop.
Dylan, shut
you
up,
you think
man.
I bring cops? You know I got me in
two, man.
You know I got my hater blockers on.
What the?
Got my hater blockers on.
You got a gun in my head.
Put the gun down, man.
I'm on probation. If you're not a cop, smoke me.
All right.
Don't fucking shoot me.
Wow! Hey, congratulations!
Growing up, up as a child, I was so charismatic, and my intelligence was way above average. I'm not bragging, it's a part of my passage. Used to sleep wild, always falling off the mattress. I'm so dramatic, my mother said I should have been an actress. On call when I heard action, put it in consideration, cause I had practice. Had people laughing while I was in the classes. That's just so off topic, but I'm back. Had to plan a way that I would go pursue my passion. People tell you dreams, but act slow as molasses. Wanna move forward, but they kept me moving backwards. That is okay, had to get on tracking. Me giving up is something that will never happen. Rapping always seemed to be my attraction. It always seemed to be my attraction. As for you critics, I don't really care what you say, because hip-hop saved my life like Lupe. Ooh, great, now I'm just trying to get airplay. I won't be able if you listen to the headset, but I want to hear my songs playing on the station, spinning favorite drug on heavy rotation. Then have people outside just waiting, saying, Red Shade, girl, you finally made it. If there's opportunity, I'm probably gonna take it, but you won't see me on no covers getting naked. See, I love my body and my body is sacred. Just to work my way up and see familiar faces. Just by doing that, they gon' label me as different, cause I didn't use sex to gain recognition. Listen, although this is a competition, I don't wanna have regrets sitting there wishing. Now I've reflected on the past, present, future. Ask me how I'm feeling, I'ma say I'm feeling super.
Come around the grin, cause I'ma steal some more. Now grab your bottle more. Shake it up and pop the top and spill some more. Could make it rain before I leave, but that's the key part of the show. Plus my money ain't no good to me if it's all on the floor. Could make it rain, could make it shout, could make it cyclops even snow. Why every time I hit the club, at the night you check the show, I said that life is going better. Make my name go down in history. If it don't, that means somebody put me out my misery. Feel it building in my bones, world. Physically and mentally, and every time I'm with a girl, she's screaming. I she answer me. After 9 months, she be screaming as she kissing me. How she pregnant, can't get pregnant. How she pregnant through her throat. Before I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let her go. Until I let my bum off, that's when I'ma let it blow.
Hey, what it do, man? It's your homeboy from the West Coast all the way out here in California, man. I'm flying through, man, with the motherfucking Starship Smelly Prize, man. Six figures in the building, man. Smelly, I see you, man. Beam me up right now, man. I'm trying to come. You understand that? Yeah.
We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm flying, fresher than a bitch. Cooper head to toe on my grown man shit. Learn a few guard bars in the port quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this. Tonight I'm flying, fresher than a bitch. Cooper head to toe on my grown man shit. Learn a few guard bars in the port quick. Cause it's a nightlife, nightlife, I love this.
Crack it on up, big red and bow legs, all that goddamn don't. Halfway drunk, lil' mama blown on that spot. Trick a little something, and give my niggas what they want. Looking good, feeling good, you smell it good by turn. Independent black woman, straight job, no churn. Hollywood on that one, she always keep a fresh burn. Hot girl, yeah, for sure, you play with her, you get burned. Southern bread, southern fabric, no beans and cornbread. Take no drama from no nigga that's embedded in her head. Ass like a mule, thighs like a thoroughbred. Her nigga locked up, 25 in the bed. The wifey in the middle of the dance floor, yo. Drinking like she was an ATL strip hoe. Watch how she drop that ass there, roll it real slow. Man, she crumpling in a bitch on that X in the hip.
No party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun. We gon' party with no bullshit. Everybody's having fun.
Tonight I'm flying, fresher than a bitch. Cooper head to toe, I'm a grown man shit. Tonight we gon' party with no bullshit.
Everybody's having fun, we gon' party with no food.
All right, y'all, this is My Health, Your Health Monday Presents. Is beer really good for you? You know what I'm saying? We're going to be toasting it up, pouring it up, and getting into some interesting facts that I guarantee you didn't know. You know what I'm saying? When it comes to the libation that they call burr. Got one more song, man, that we're going to get definitely into it. You know what I'm saying? Shouts out to Miss Heavenly Angel representing Seattle, Washington. Miss Beautiful Butterfly up there, you know what I'm saying, representing the world. And is how we doing it. And, yeah, make sure you tune in, www.blogtalkradio.com/WDGE Radio. And if you want some other interesting info, you need to be into the chat room, a.k.a. The Bridge. That way you can click on different links, you know what I'm saying, that takes you to all of the stuff that you're actually hearing right here on Record and Game Radio, a.k.a. WDGE Radio, with your host, Captain Smell So Good, international co-host, Mr. Cyanide. And it's going down.
She says she wanna ride with me while I smoke my weed, pimp these streets.
I'm a dope boy, and I live a dope boy life. And she's a good girl, slash dope boy wife. But she don't kiss and cream, my was struggling twice. But I treat her so good, and I fuck her so right. She wanna ride with a nigga when I smoke my weed. See everything that I want, all that a nigga needs. But if the feds come and get me, baby, we'll see. But she was there way before I bought my first key. A young nigga swerving 24 spinning I'm all on them bags, covered in them jeans. The loving she give a nigga, bring me to my knees. And all you hoes that be hating, you can stop it, please. I'm getting my money right, baby, steady stacking chains. And I'ma give you what you want, whatever you need. A real nigga in your life will bring you so much joy. Cause baby girl fell in love with a dope boy. My weed.
know, baby, I just need more of you. La 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 la, baby. Ooh. It's early in the morning and I'm feeling, baby, for you. Ooh, baby. Even though late that night, did those things that lovers do. But I have a request, just one request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Baby, can I have some more? Can I have some more of you, baby? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing and say, la, la, la. Just one more request, baby, baby. Yes, I do. Can we get off work early, head on home, so I can have a little more of you? And if you meet my request, you make my day, make me sing, baby. La la la.
Real quick, we got some beer education provided by Mrs. Heavenly Angel. We're going to get into that real quick before we go ahead and get into the beer, you know?
I'm going to tell you about my younger days when my health was good, but my mind was crazed by chemical interactions in my brain. Yes, I got high, you know it's true, but what I'm going to relate to you will keep you just like me from going insane. Cause you know beer is good for you. Beer is good for you. Beer is good for you. Yeah, keep off crack, speed, smoke, you'll just get dumber with every toke. Rocks in your head, no wonder it's called stone. You're a heartbeat, fat, eyes red as hell, the monkey just gets bigger till your money, lungs, and every American.
just trying to make a point and make it clear. No, don't get angry. Don't lose hope. Just because you can't use dope, you can always make a real good taste of beer.
Cause you know beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you.
It's true.
Beer is good for you. Beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you.
Beer is good for you.
Talking about shouts out to SneakyWeasels.com and Albino Black Sheep. Y'all can check that video out on YouTube.com. Beer is good for you. Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll check that out in just a second. We can go ahead and beam in beside Kick Miss Heavenly Angel. Going down real big. You know what I'm saying? If you say so. You know what I'm saying? In the building.
It's Monday morning. For me, it's afternoon for you.
Fellow non-beer drinker, how are you?
I'm fine. How was your three-day weekend?
I work, people. I work. I work every day.
We was missing you here Friday.
Every day. Well, you know, it's December, man. I got to get out on my grind and get my money up. I'm trying to get a vehicle, people. Still trying to get a vehicle.
I feel you on that one.
Yeah, so that's what I'm working on.
So how many beers you had already today?
Oh, no. It's, today's show is inspired by Circle K. Circle K Quick Mart. Shouts out to Heineken for having the 24-ounce Heineken's 2 for $5. And, yeah, that's what I'm on right now. 1 pint and 8 ounces. You know what I'm saying? Of that good old hand. Oh, yeah. So, you know, it's been some taboo, you know what I'm saying, behind beer. You know what I'm saying? People saying that, I even heard one time on the news that they said beer was healthy. But then just like they say caffeine is healthy. You know what I'm saying? And we all know that ain't. So, let's find
maybe
out.
In moderation.
Well, yeah, everything now.
Not pumping it through your blood veins all day long and through the night.
Yeah. Well, let's find out if that's true.
But one thing I know, smoking marijuana day and night's good for you.
No, it ain't. That shit there is a lazy man drug. That is a relaxation drug. That is not a smoke and go to work drug. I will be the first to vouch for that. You know what I'm saying?
Maybe for you.
Motherfuckers who work around me is worthless. They get on weed, you know what I'm saying? They just slow the fuck down like turtle slows. You know what I'm saying? I mean, for me, yeah, that's how I work. I work high all day. But, you know, everybody can't do what I do.
Yeah, no.
You know what I'm saying? Everybody can't do what I do.
Nobody can do you like you.
They try. You know, but no.
So is beer really good for you?
I don't know. That's what we're doing the show for.
Let's check it out.
jumping all ahead. See how to do with people? She just want to get straight to the answer. You know what I'm saying? She don't want no research. She just want to know yes or no. I don't know.
That's what I'm here to find out.
Find out. Beer is the world's most widely consumed and probably the oldest of alcoholic beverages. It is the third, I can't believe that. Oh, okay. Most popular drink overall after water and tea. I doubt that, and probably water and Kool-Aid. You know what I'm saying? Won't do no tea and shit. it is produced by the brewing and fermentation of starches, mainly derived from cereal grains, most commonly malted barley, although wheat, maize, which is corn, and rice are widely used. Most beers flavored with hops, which add bitterness and act as a natural preservative, though other flavorings such as herbs, which I don't know what herbs, you know what I'm saying? I ain't tasted that California beer yet, but yeah, you know what I'm saying? Herbs or fruit may occasionally be included. Some of humanity's earliest known writings refer to the production and distribution of beer. The Code of Hammurabi included laws regulating beer and beer parlors, and the Hymn to Ninkasi is a prayer to the Mesopotamian goddess of beer, served as both a prayer and as a method of remembering the recipe for beer in a culture with few literate people. Today, the brewing industry is a global business consisting of several dominant multinational companies and many thousands of smaller producers, ranging from brew pubs to regional brewers, such as Samuel Adams. They're a micro brewer. They're an example of a micro brewing company, a small company, but they produce their own beer in a pretty large volume. But they're not national, though. Matter of fact, do y'all have Samuel Adams in Washington?
Yes, we do.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so I think it's everywhere.
Okay. The strength of beer is usually around 4-6% alcohol by volume, though it may range from less than 1% to over 20% in rare cases, such as the fucking square beer, squirrel beer, where the dude taking the old roadkill and putting his goddamn super strong beer in there. So, yeah. Beer forms part of the culture of beer drinking nations and is associated with social traditions such as beer festivals, which are having every fucking week in goddamn Germany. I mean, these motherfuckers are the most beer drinkingest people probably on the planet. Besides Irish, I guess. They drink more.
I put a link in there that the most countries that use beer.
Is who?
I don't know. I didn't get a chance to read it yet. I was busy trying to find
it. What kind of is that?
I was waiting for you.
On the link. Oh, man. What do you want to ask, man?
Let me see which one it is. Hold on.
Y'all put about 40 links in that one. People, we got all kind of information on you. While y'all tune into the show, we give you links and all kind of, you know, important information that you can, you know, better yourself. And,
I had to refresh, you know. And I don't have the link, but you got it.
Oh, okay. Hold on. Let me...
One of those links in there has it.
Okay. This is X-Men. This is Wine versus Beer. That ain't it. That's not it. Not that. It's got to be Lab Science. And thank you for the Beer is Good for You song. Shouts out to that song. It
should be
a
regular.
Add that to the playlist. You know what I'm saying?
You know?
Almost better than titties and beer. Almost.
Almost, but not quite.
Almost.
No. Nothing beats titties and beer.
Yeah. Let's see. If you're down one too many while watching the Super Bowl, here's at least one reason to hold your head high. Drinking beer can be good for it, your health. All right. Key ingredient for bone health. Wow. A new analysis of 100 beer commercials shows the hoppy beverage is a significant source of dietary silicone, which is a key ingredient of bone health. Though past research has suggested beer is chock full of silicone, little was known about new silicone levels varied with the type of beer and malting process used. So a pair of researchers took one for the team and ran chemical analysis. I bet you did.
Stumbling about on that one.
Who's gonna be the guinea pig to drink all the beer to do the beer tester?
I will.
Damn. I think we're gonna have to draw straws. Yeah, right. Imagine
yeah.
That. They also picked up 100 commercials from the grocery store and measured the silicone content. The silicone content of the beers ranged from 6.4 to 56.5 milligrams per liter, with an average of 30 milligrams per liter. So two beers are the equivalent or just under a liter. So a person could get 30 milligrams of the nutrient from two beers. And while there's no recommendation for daily silicone uptake, the researchers say in the United States, individuals consume between 20 and 50 milligrams of silicone each day. Now, however, other studies show that consuming more than one or two alcoholic beverages a day may be overall bad for health, which is everything, you know, choose the beer you enjoy and drink it in moderation. That is with everything, you know what I'm saying? Everything's supposed to be done in moderation. Even with weed, you smoke too much motherfucking weed. I mean, yeah, it ain't bad for you, but it could be bad for your day because it'll put your ass to sleep, you know what I'm saying, and fuck your whole day off, you know, and no, ain't no telling what you done miss, you know. So.
Does that include sex?
Yeah, because then you'd be done slept on the cootie, you know what I'm saying? You might done miss some good cootie, you know. And, yeah.
You're falling out on that, boy, it ain't too good then.
You know,
or maybe it is too good and it's knocking your ass out.
If you're too drunk and you fall asleep in the cootie, yeah, you need to do a chin check. You know what I'm saying? Do a chin check. Yeah, something is definitely wrong with that picture. Let's see what we got here. America's Wacky. This is Forbes. This is on
wacky
the Forbes.com.
In America?
Yeah, America's Wacky Beers.
Mm-hmm. You know, that some of them, there's a new show that's going on cable, and it's called Beer Masters. And this one company, they add oysters in their beer. Putting a little sex appeal on that one, huh?
A little aphrodisiac beer there, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Let's see. We need one more. Where's the link at? You dropped so many.
Not
links
there. You don't see it.
No.
The countries that use the most consumption of beer.
The world. Okay, here we go. Yeah, the world's hardest drinking countries. Where do people drink the most booze? And I already know it's Europe. Duh. I could tell you that off top. That's
is
where
it Germany
alcohol,
though?
That's where all your alcohol comes from. Let's see. According to the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, Europe dominates the list of heaviest drinking nations. Here are the 15 wettest countries ranked in order of annual per capita consumption of liters of pure alcohol derived through beer, wine, and spirits. They've also added a separate listing of beer consumption, which typically contains 4 to 8% alcohol. Okay. So where the hell is the fucking list at? Oh, you just got to quickly read the full story. All right, here we go, people. Sorry, that's a smoker's cough right there. All right, let's see what we got here. Luxembourg. Where residents pound down 15.5 liters of alcohol in a year on average ranks first. Close behind are France with 14.2 liters, Ireland, that's the Irish people, 14.2 liters, a lot more of it from beer. Hungary is 12 liters, and remember all this is combined, so this is beer, wine, and spirits. This is, you know what I'm saying, this ain't just beer. And Hungary is 12 liters, and the Czech Republic with 11.8 liters. Huh.
Yeah.
That's weird. Final on your health officials on alcohol and use Europe show that Europe generally has greater tolerance and acceptance for drinking than the rest of the world does, with alcohol used in more social settings and at family meals, which is definitely true.
I was going to say, are they starting with the baby bottle or what?
You know, I mean, but it's just, I don't, the other, man, you know, the rest of the world, it just ain't like sex. Sex ain't taboo. You know what I'm saying? It's you know, it's a mind thing over here. Everything is a mind thing over here. Everybody wants to fuck with your mind. You know what I'm saying? Tell you the good shit is bad and the bad shit is good. You know, do the bad shit and don't. You know, they all this shit is just backwards. You don't want to mind fuck with you. So that's how that gets down. But all right, let's get back into the scientific nature of it. And give a little history on it. Dating back to the early Neolithic, or 9500 BC, which when cereal was first farmed, and is recorded in the written history of ancient Egypt. Yes, black folks was making motherfucking beer, people. Goddamn right. Fucking around and came up on some shit. You know, thank us for the beer. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. Appreciate it. And Mesopotamia. Archaeologists speculate that beer was instrumental in the formation of civilizations, which I'm pretty sure, you know what I mean? When you drink, there's a lot of fucking going on, you know? That's why I drink alone. I drink alone. Oh, I'll have to play that next. You know what I'm saying? Well, I smoke alone, but I drink and smoke alone. And the earliest known chemical evidence of beer dates to circa 3500, 3100 BC from the site of Golden Tepe in the Zagros Mountains of western Iran. Right. Getting way up in there. So, some of the earliest Sumerian writings found in the region contain references to a type of beer. One such example is a prayer to the goddess Ninkasi, known as the Hymn to Ninkasi, which is served, which I read that before. And then you have the Elba tablets, which were discovered in 1974 in Elba, Syria, and date back to 2500 BC, revealed that the city produced a range of beers, including one that appears to be named Elba, after the city, a beer made from rice, which, unlike sake, which is rice wine, which is good too, that shit potent as hell, didn't use the amylolytic process, and was probably prepared for fermentation by mastication or malting, and was made in China around 7000 BC. Almost any substance containing carbohydrates, mainly sugars or starch, can naturally undergo fermentation. It is likely that beer, like beverages, were independently invented among various cultures throughout the world. The invention of bread and beer has been argued to be responsible for humanity's ability to develop technology and build civilization.
Wow.
Well, I mean, I believe that too. Shit, bread, after bread forms, man, if you make that shit thick enough, dope, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, that shit motherfucking comes like concrete. You come hard as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Hell yeah, you can use that shit. So together with that process, I believe that shit. They were building dough houses and all that shit. Fucking right. Have that shit bake. Man, please. That shit's hard.
I wonder if they knew anything about Ripple then.
I'm pretty sure they left some fucking, you know, apple juice laying around and shit, and left that bitch a week too long, and that bitch done blew up on their ass, and they hit it, and like, whoa, let me leave this shit a little bit longer. Whoa, okay, we got party juice over here, over here. You know what I'm saying? It's a celebration with some good time over here. All right, so let's see. Beer was spread through Europe by Germanic and Celtic tribes going back 3,000, and was mainly brewed on a domestic scale. The product that the early Europeans drank might not be recognized as beer, as most people today. Alongside the basic starch source, the early European beers might contain fruits, honey, numerous types of plants, spices, and other substances, such as narcotic herbs. Right. Yeah, it was right. It was really spicing the bill up over that motherfucker. You know what I mean? And what they did not contain was hops, and that was later edition first mentioned in Europe around 822 by a Carolingian abbot, and again in 1067 by Abbess Hildegard of Bingen. Wow. All right. So, let's give you some processing. The process of making beer is known as brewing. Dedicated building for the making of beer is called a brewery. And though beer can be made in the home and has been much for of its history, a company that makes beer is called either a brewery or a brewing company. Beer made on a domestic scale for non-commercial reasons classified as home brewing, regardless of whether where it is made, though most home-brewed beer is made in the home. Brewing beer is subject to legislation and taxation in developed countries, meaning the motherfucking United States, which from the late 19th century largely restricted brewing to a commercial operation only. However, the UK government relaxed legislation in 1963, followed by Australia in 1962 and the USA in 1979. Wow, we were the last one. Allowing home brewing to become a popular hobby. The purpose of brewing is to convert the starch source into a sugary liquid called wort, W-O-R-T, and to convert the wort into the alcoholic beverage known as beer and a fermentation process affected by yeast. The first step, wow, we get to goddamn teach you how to make beer, goddammit.
Get your notepad ready.
Take a sip of your favorite beer. I'm drinking Heineken. Yeah.
It's so good.
The first step, that's the second step then, where the wort is prepared by mixing the starch source, normally malted barley, with hot water, and is known as mashing. Hot water, known as liquor in brewing terms, is mixed with crushed malt or malts known as grist, G-R-I-S-T, in a mash tun, T-U-N. The mashing process, and then if y'all want to know in-depth about what the hell all these terms are, you can go to wikipedia.org and just look up beer, and it'll give you all the information that I'm sitting up here reading to you.
The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
Hey. Sorry, people. You know what I'm saying? Something taking over, man. Yeah. Where we at? The mashing process takes around 1 to 2 hours, during which the starches are converted to sugars, and then the sweet wort is drained off the grains. The grains are now washed in a process known as sparging, and this washing allows the brewer to gather as much of the formidable liquid from the grains as possible. The process of filtering the spent grain from the wort and sparge water is called wort separation. The traditional process for wort separation is lautering, L-A-U-T-E-R-I-N-G, in which the grain bed itself serves as the filter medium. Some modern breweries prefer the use of filter frames, which allow a more finely ground grist. Most modern breweries use a continuous sparge, collecting the original wort and the sparge water together. However, it is possible to collect a second or even third wash with the not-quite-spent grains as separate batches. This makes no sense to me, but okay.
I was just thinking the same thing.
Like, what the fuck is, yeah. You know, if y'all want to make your own goddamn beer, because I ain't interested in making no motherfucking
beer. Go to the store.
Go to the goddamn anywhere. Shit. There you go. Give you the ingredients. Goddamn it. Shit, before we get into the nutty noodles. Basic ingredients of beer are water, We all know that. A starch source such as malted barley, able to be fermented, which means converted into alcohol. A brewer's yeast to produce the fermentation. And a flavoring such as hops. Mixture of starch sources may be used with a secondary starch source such as corn, rice, or sugar, often being termed an adjutant, especially when used as a lower-cost substitute for malted barley. Less widely used starch sources include millet, sorghum and cassava root in Africa, potato in Brazil, and agave in Mexico, among others. And the amount of each starch source in a beer recipe is collectively called the grain bill. And there you go. That is your information, people. Goddamn beer. Yeast, production, varieties. That's how many varieties of beer you got.
It's easier just to go to the store.
Yeah. Let's see. The traditional brewing regions are Germany, Belgium, United Kingdom, Ireland, Poland, Czech Republic, Scandinavia, the Netherlands, and Austria have local varieties of beer. When you go to Germany, I guarantee you, and they have one down here. They got one right down the street. Some German dude came down here and opened up a, I don't know, that motherfucker got over, I don't know how many motherfucking flavors of beer. You know, I mean, he got over 100 different flavors of beer. Over that. And you can come in and just drink all kind of shit. I'm like, God damn. But Germany, I mean, when you go into most clubs, they got over 100 and something different beers in the club, you know what I'm saying, that you can sit up there and drink from.
What is that mug called? Their, what is that called that they use? The mug with the lid on it?
That
they hold their beer in. What
that
is that called?
The jug, yeah.
I can't think of the name right now. It's on the tip of my tongue.
For the tip of your tongue. You know what I'm... I'm sorry. I forgot you were on the radio.
Moving on.
Michael Jackson, in his 1977 book, The World Guide to Beer. I didn't know he wrote one.
Where's Sinai when you need him? He would know what it is.
Yeah, that's not the Michael Jackson we're talking about. Categorized beers from around the world in local style groups suggested by local customs and names. And Fred Urquhart furthered Jackson's work in The Essentials of Beer in 1989. So Lambic is a beer of Belgium. It's naturally fermented using wild yeast rather than cultivated. Many of these are not strains of brewer yeast. Stout. Stout and porter are dark beers made using roasted malts or roast barley and typically brewed with slow fermenting yeast. There are a number of variations, including Baltic porter, dry stout, and imperial stout. And the name porter was first used in 1721 to describe a dark brown beer popular with the street and river porters of London. The same beer later also became known as stout, though the word stout had been used earlier as 1677. And so they both intertwine. Wheat beer is brewed with a large proportion of wheat, although it is often contains a significant proportion of malted barley. Wheat beers are usually top fermented in Germany. They have to be by law. Damn. And the flavor of wheat beers varies considerably depending upon the specific style. And you get to the old ale. Okay, you got a bunch of these motherfuckers. You got ale, you got the lager.
Lager I like.
Yeah. The dunkel is a dark lager. Damn, they serve them in some big-ass damn big-ass thing.
Yeah, they're beer steins. That's what they're called.
Beer stein.
Yeah.
Okay, that's in here.
But
beer,
I posted a link
balls.
In there, all the glasses they have in Germany. They got one that's a boot that holds a liter.
Yeah. The boot. Yeah, you got the boot. I haven't seen that one. Exceptionally strong beer. Who got the strongest beer? Then you guess who got the strongest bill?
Got to be Germany, of course. Come on.
Let's see. Strength of business climbed during the later years of the 20th century. Vatter, 33, a 10.5%, 33 degrees, whatever the fuck is that, plateau, that's some old other shit, was listed in 1994 Guinness Book of World Records as the strongest beer at that time. Through Samick Loss by Swiss brewer Hurley Mann. Had also been listed by the Guinness Book of World Records as the strongest at 14%. Since then, some brewers have used champagne yeast to increase the alcohol content of their beers. Yeah, I already knew they was going to be up in here. Samuel Adams reached
20%. What about Old English,
percent.
Man? How much?
20%.
Yeah. Wow.
With their beer at Millennium, and then surpassed that amount to 25.6% with Utopia.
Ooh.
The strongest beer brewed in Britain was Boz's Super Brew by Parish Brewery, which was a 23% beer. And the product that is claimed to be the strongest beer made is the End of History, which is a 55% Belgian ale.
Wow.
God.
Does it even taste like beer?
Damn. I'll probably try it. Because that's probably like two sips and your ass gone. Made by Scottish brewery BrewDog in 2010, who also made Sink the Bismarck, which was a 41%, and Tactical Nuclear Penguin, which is a 32% Imperial Stout. These are made using the Eisbach method of freezing. Freeze distilling, in which the brewery freeze distills a strong ale, gradually removing the ice and freezing again until the beer reaches the strength required.
Damn.
A process that may class the finished products as spirits rather than beer. The German brewery Schorschbach, a 31% Eisbach, and Hair of the Dogs' Dave, a 29% barley wine made in 1994, both use the same freezing distilling method. A 60% blend of beer with whiskey was jokingly claimed as the strongest beer by a Dutch brewery in July 2010, which there was not.
The Netherlands, out to get you, baby.
They trying. 55%.
They're not messing around.
Well, Belgium has it, though. A Belgian ale. Well, Scottish brewery. So it was made at Scotland then. Scotland has it. 55%. Damn.
Yeah.
That's some strong shit. That shit go all the way back to the... Yeah, they say that go all the way back to the... Middle Ages. There are approximately 125 breweries in the country, ranging from in Europe. Only Germany, France, and the United Kingdoms are home to more breweries. Belgian breweries produce about 800 standard beers. When special one-off beers are included, the total number of Belgian beers is approximately 8,700. Belgians drink 93 liters of beer a year on average. Them motherfuckers sucking down some beer. God damn.
Like water.
Man. All right, people. Well, that would do it for your goddamn beer talk. You know what I'm saying? Is beer healthy? Well, I guess we get two thumbs up because it sounds like it's pretty damn good.
Well, what about the eight ways it's healthy for you? Did you see that link, the eight ways?
Oh, the eight ways? No,
yeah, there's eight ways beer is healthy for you.
Let's make that part of the nutty news. How about that?
There
you go.
That's
what time it is, people. Yeah.
You know what time it is. It's about time, baby.
It's whenever everything is right. Yeah, that's right. 2 liters of beer, people.
You haven't had your afterwork. Sports team practice, so you're not too tired.
I had to come to a club with that joke.
It's all up.
I fill it up.
You lean in and listen.
back home.
I might go to bed now. I've got work in the morning.
I know what you're trying to say, girl.
You say you want to hear that nutty news. What the hell am I looking for again?
That's right, baby. You know what I mean. 8 ways. Beer's good for you.
Okay. I didn't see that one. You don't drop.
Come on now.
Damn.
Do me right, baby.
Drop too many damn links, woman. Shit. Got like 3,000 links
don't.
Up there.
Wow. You know?
Beer boot. Hold on. This is time for the Nutty News. Nutty News of the day is brought to you part by NuttyNewsToday.com for all your wild, weird, and crazy and off-the-wall news, you know what I'm saying, from around the world. And I mean the world. Let's see. Where did you put it at? You only dropped the last two links. It was German beer glasses and the Stein Center.
Hold on. Let me see if I can grab it again.
You sure? Oh. All right, and we'll get some groovy music playing in the background.
I'm going to tell you about my younger days when my health was good, but my mind was crazed by chemical interactions in my brain.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I got time. You know it's true, but what
I'm... Nutty news, people. We in Germany, man. We're going to start this thing off over here where we've been talking about. Oh, hey, goddammit. I know beer is good for me, but it's too goddamn loud for me.
I just about got it here. Hold on.
All right. You still hear the beer good for you?
Yeah, but I popped out of the room accidentally.
Yeah,
hold
I've
on.
Seen that. All righty, then. Righty, then. Jingle bells. Oh. Yeah, I have some Christmas music coming soon, y'all. I got some Christmas rap and all that kind of stuff from local artists that made their little Christmas songs. Be debuting them soon, right here live, for the Christmas special. What the f*** is Christmas all about?
It means so many things.
That's going to be one of the shows. What the f*** is Christmas all about? All right.
I'm almost there. Hold on.
Oh, no, I'm just reading something left. Over in Germany, amateur stuntman is critically injured on a game show. A botched stunt went terribly wrong on the German television show Wetten Das, leaving a 23-year-old man seriously injured and forcing the show to leave their broadcast, their live broadcast early. As an estimated 8 million viewers looked on, Samuel Koch attempted to jump over a moving car while wearing spring stilts. But Koch, a student, failed to fully clear the approaching vehicle driven by his own father. He fell motionless on the floor before being rushed to the hospital. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Accident waiting to happen.
Yeah.
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
Beer is good for you. You should have been drinking beer. Shit.
There's 8 medical reasons why you should drink beer for you.
Bam. Well, here we go, people. Oh. Sorry. Good. Beer. Oh.
You must be on number 2, beer, right?
No.
Are you feeling your hops, man?
I'm on my 24-ounce. I'm on my 24-ounce. You know what I'm saying? Shit.
Avon calling.
Fuck ass Avon. my goddamn guns at. Sorry about that, people.
Oh, groovy, baby.
Alrighty then. And we're moving on. Right after this, we'll get into the 8 reasons why beer is healthy. Old people use free passes and ride buses all day to stay warm.
Aw, bless their heart. That's sad.
Ah, man, this is in Britain. After a week of snow and freezing temperatures, a shocking picture has emerged of the bleak months ahead for 5.5 million households. Pensioners, who are among those most vulnerable to the cold, are resorting to the extraordinary measures to keep warm. Many have been using their free travel passes to spend the day riding on buses, while others are seeking refuge from the cold in libraries and shopping centers.
I was going to say, why not go to the library?
Exactly. Get your motherfucking read on, shit. Got nothing else to do. Get smart.
I guess they'd rather sightsee than read.
If you wouldn't do this to a dog, why do it to a fish? Hell nah, fishing dog.
What?
Governor rejects a payment offer from PETA. This is over in Kansas. The People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals offered to pay the state to erect an anti-fishing sign at Miami State Fishing Lake in Fontana. The group said it would then pay rent for the sign as long as the state left it up, although it did not propose a specific rent amount. The sign shows a dog with a fish hook through its lip and reads, "If you wouldn't do this to a dog, why do it to a fish?"
Okay.
Get y'all sensitive asses out of here, man. Got LL. Over here in Canada, got a new drink for you. And this is 8 reasons why beer is good for you.
Go ahead,
man. Oh, man. Cat poop coffee.
What?
Yeah, cat poop coffee. The Beanstalk in Clare Market is set to start serving Kopi Luwak, better known as cat poop coffee. Yeah. Produced in the Doi Chang region of northern Thailand, Kopi Luwak is made when the common palm civet, a small tree dweller, is closer to a raccoon than a cat, eats coffee cherries. Once passed through the animal's digestive system, workers pick the seeds out by hand and they are processed.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Right. This is 8 reasons why beer is good for you. Let me clear up my beer.
Fresh coffee.
Mm.
Out of the butt. Timmy!
Oh, yeah. Hard beans.
I can smell it now.
Say it not.
Yeah, I can't reach the high tones right now.
Are you all fed and
sick.
Warm over there?
I'm sick.
Oh no, not
you know
the
feeling.
Bad night, stir.
Uh-huh.
Get the guns down, people.
Hey.
Kill those cookie germs.
If you refresh your switchboard, I uploaded an MP3 to it, that is about the topic of tonight.
What beer is good for you?
It's called Jim Jefferies Drinking.
Oh, that's something I can play in the background then. All right.
And no, you can't play that in the background. You have to play that in the foreground.
Oh. Okay, you have background music.
It's not background music. It's not a song. It's stand-up comedy.
Oh. Well, after this, we're going to get into Jim Jefferies. How you doing today, my brother? Well, besides that you're sicker than a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And something told me to do the show today on pneumonia.
Uh-huh.
Well, now, come on.
Well, you know? It's not that bad. I stayed home from work.
Oh,
I fixed
okay.
I fixed my water boiler that was broken, and I wanted some tea. So, hooray!
You smoked your flu shot?
Yeah, of course.
People, if y'all ain't doing anything else, you better be smoking your goddamn flu shot. We shooting shit into you, goddamn it! Fuck what they talking about.
Well, rest, because this bug wants to take you down.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, I'm smoking one for you, brother. I'm smoking one for you. In the name of Mr. Cyanide, you know what I'm saying? I'm sick right now.
Better than beer, that's for sure.
You know? It's all good. Thank you for coming through, though, man. I sure appreciate that. The Netherlands is in the people, building people. Y'all didn't know we're internationally known on the microphone. You know what I'm saying?
Why, do we have any new people on the line today?
No, we got this new chick named Heavenly Angel, though.
Uh-huh. She's new? Hey.
Yeah.
Jamie just dropped in.
Yeah, she just came to the show today, said she liked the show, and said she heard about
brand
the
new,
dude's
you know.
Name. True name, Cyanide. You know what I'm saying?
Welcome to the show. Hope you stick around.
Yeah.
Been trying to get him on the show for a long time.
You know?
Damn.
Yeah, you sounding bad, brother. So you ain't, do you?
They shouldn't be smoking.
Do you smoke when you get sick?
Yeah.
Or if he does.
Okay, help you out. Well, I got something that'll help you out, brother. Here you go.
Titties and beer.
Oh, yeah.
Titties and beer.
Nothing gives a common cold like titties and beer.
I thank God Almighty.
And I'm
getting the 8
reasons why.
Titties and beer. I'm two-legged deer.
The number one reason is to reduce risk of heart disease.
Titties and beer.
Goddamn right. 2006. Oh,
titties and beer.
Titties and
beer. Big old titties and beer. Great big titties in my beer. God damn it, I love those motherfucking titties.
Sound like old Rudy. I swear that sound like old Rudy. If that don't work, though, you know what I'm saying?
Let's shake them up together.
Shake them up? What's that?
It's a great new taste of ice cold Thunderbird with grapefruit juice. Just pour the juice in the bottle and...
Some ice cold Thunderbird?
Shake
not that cold right on out there.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice.
Shake them up. That's a shake them up.
Wow, totally together.
Grapefruit
juice. Now you get some.
Thunderbird and grapefruit juice. Shake them up.
But I know sign.
It is a good day to die.
You know? Oh.
I'm not that
I'm sure he'll take the titties but pass on the alcohol.
Oh.
Captain, I suggest the Vulcan mind probe.
Oh, okay.
Now, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I'm a new caller to the show. My name
is
Tom. And you know, I posted something for the ladies because I had a date the other night, and it wasn't cute. I said, "Attention, women! If you got a beer gut, don't wear a tight shirt. That don't look cute. And trust me, it don't look cute." Those of you drunk women out there, I mean, come on. Let's have some respect for each other. If I don't wear a tight shirt with my beer gut, you shouldn't do it either, right?
Exactly.
But I'm just calling out to say,
what about the ass crack? What about ass crack? Is that all right?
An ass what?
Ass crack. Is that all right?
Dude, I guess I... In that fact, you could always put your shot glass in.
Right.
I don't know. Oh, you guys never heard that story?
No.
What'd you say your name was again?
Oh, my name's Todd.
Ooh.
Nice to meet you, Todd. Where are you from, Todd? Where are you from?
Drink
I'm from
it
Connecticut.
Always goes down smooth.
I'm from Connecticut.
Wow, you sound like you're from some foreign land somewhere.
I'm from the land of the Hebrew Maidens.
Not the goose.
Tavern where the elite meet to drink.
Yeah, hello. Is Mike there? Last name, Roch.
Hold on, I'll check. My crotch! My crotch! Hey, has anybody seen my crotch lately?
Oh.
I'm my crotch.
Just to let y'all know, since today we are talking about My of Your Health Monday Presents, you know, is beer really good for you? I have a new beer coming out, 3009.
Today there's a beer for everyone.
Hey, me and the guys are going out for beer. You want to come along?
Nah, I got a lot of data to enter into the computer tonight.
Now there's a brew for the future.
I'm going to bring you something back?
Thanks, but I got some right here.
Microsoft Brew.
You got a beer tap on your computer?
With a head so thick you can float a mouse on it.
Let me get this straight. You make your own beer with the computer?
With the right software, you can do anything.
Microsoft Brew.
Here, I call this one Windows 95.
I don't know, it leaves a bad taste in my mouth.
And if you got to get there quicker, try the new ISDN malt liquor.
100%.
Drink it in.
Now, I have a question, and it's only a question. If a man was to drink nothing but beer all his life, how long do you think he'll live?
I mean, what are you, on nothing but beer, your ass ain't going to live too
nothing
long.
But you
need
beer.
Water.
Well,
I mean, beer, technically.
It depends if you don't drink too much and only drink the amount that is necessary to stay alive.
Well, because my dad drinks nothing but beer every day. When I was little, I used to see my dad drink the yellow beer cans with the brown B-E-E-R on it. That's how far.
That was government beer. That was the free beer they was giving out to get everybody turned on to beer and shit. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
They come from the store. They gave you beer with your cheese back in the day.
My dad drinks beer every day. And this old man still kicks.
Drink this
beer.
Maybe
beer is good for you.
It helped the cheese go down. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But hey, I
think
that
empty hammer in the background.
Oh.
Yeah, he's humping the bump.
Oh,
please come out.
Don't hurt him.
Oh. I'm sorry. I gotta give y'all 8 reasons why beer is good, man.
Titties and beer.
Oh, that's the only reason I know. Titties and beer. 2006 study led by researchers at Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center at the Harvard School of Public Health found that among men with healthy lifestyles, those who consumed moderate amounts of alcohol had a 40 to 60% reduced risk of heart attack compared with the heart healthy men who abstained.
Wow.
Uh-oh. Number 2, reduce the risk of stroke. Moderate drinking also may help prevent the formation of blood clots that can block arteries in the heart, neck, and brain, according to the Harvard School of
Harvard
Public
School
Health.
Harvard School of Alcoholics.
You know what I'm saying? What the fuck is y'all testing in y'all classroom? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. 50% of our graduates are alcoholics. Yeah, I wonder why.
We have an expert in the chat room.
You know what?
Jaime Garcia.
You're wrong on that statistic.
Oh. Hola, mi amigo. Mr. Jaime Garcia.
Jaime, call in. You're an expert on beer.
Oh, yeah. Dos Equis beer. Yeah, that's some good beer, though. That Dos Equis.
And football.
That's
Monday Night Football, watch out.
El Presidente, that's a good beer, too. I like El Presidente.
Yeah, try some Tecate. That's some good beer right there.
Who?
Tecate.
I seen that. I ain't tried that, though, Tecate.
Try that shit. Try that in Modelo. You'll like Modelo. All the blacks
like
Modelo.
I like Modelo, though. Modelo is smooth. It's something like Corona. I don't really like Corona. Corona leave like an aftertaste in your mouth. You got to eat that.
Yeah,
with,
but I'll tell you right now, when you with Corona, kills every flavor. If a chick has a rotten pussy and you be eating that shit, Corona kills that fucking flavor. I'm telling you, people.
Okay. Moving on. Yeah.
We're live on the radio.
Not specializing in
healthy,
we don't specialize in eating
the day.
Eating the spoiled cooter. You know what I'm saying? No spoiled cooter around here. I need one favor from everybody, man. I need y'all to use your telephones, your text. Hell, y'all can do the text and line phone shit nowadays. Yeah, and text 38909. The number is 38909. And then just request the song Ja Knew, I'm That Bitch. That is Wild 94.1's little text message service. So anyone from around the world can send a text and request a song. You know what I'm saying? So that's how we're getting it in. We're getting it in, people. We're going to flood them. Need to flood them. It only takes you 2 seconds to drop a little text message. 38909. Wild 94.1. Request. Ja Knew, I'm That Bitch. You can even rep your city, rep your state. You know what I'm saying? Well, fuck it, I'm from the Netherlands. Goddamn it, I'm sending a fucking text. Motherfucking
no.
Ja Knew, I'm That Bitch. And I'm
what's
sick.
The number from the Netherlands?
Oh. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that.
Okay.
Number three is hypertension. 2007 study by Dutch. Dun, 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 dun. Thank you. Researchers at goddamn Harvard School of Public Health. Here, y'all some alcoholics. And Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center. You get all that in one word. All right. Found a link between hypertensive men drinking moderate amounts of alcohol and a lower risk of fatal and non-fatal heart attacks. Yeah, because it calms you down, people. Duh. You know what I'm saying? If you drink a little bit of it, now you start getting over the limit, okay, yeah, then it's going to raise your ignorant level up. Diabetes.
Wait a minute. Well, what do you mean by that?
If you drink too much of it.
Beer?
You go from Mr. Nice Guy to Mr. Strong Guy, and then from Mr. Strong Guy to Mr.
Yeah, yeah.
That's called
Man in a Can.
Yeah.
And shout out to all those people. I hate those type of people because I go to the clubs. I'm nice. I'm trying to get laid. That's it. But then you got these people who want to walk around. Oh, I'm drunk, so I'm invincible. So they're bumping motherfuckers.
Yeah. Man in a what do you call a man in a can?
Man in a can.
Damn.
Because when they want to be a man, they have to get it from the can.
They have to hit the can. Man, that's crazy. Well, this is one that hits home for me, you know what I'm saying, because my mother's a diabetic, and she does consume a lot of beer to the point where I started on goddamn home recycling program and shit, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, well, fuck, you drinking all this goddamn beer, ain't no sense of throwing it away and giving it to the motherfucking other people to make money off of. We got a garage. Shit, I got a goddamn in-home garbage compressor. So I put all the cans in the goddamn, I don't compress the garbage, but I put the cans in the garbage compressor and compress the goddamn cans. There you go. And take the bag and then shit, after the bitch fill up, throw that bitch in the garage. You know what I'm saying? In a minute, hey, you'll be drinking free beer in a minute. You know what I'm saying? That's the way I look at it. Recycle, people. But anyway, studies have shown that people with diabetes who drink moderately may be able to reduce their risk of coronary heart disease, which is their biggest killer. Researchers also indicates that a light drinking habit may help protect men and women from developing type 2 diabetes. This may be a result of increased insulin sensitivity or anti-inflammatory effects. Bam! And my mama drink a lot of light beer. Her beer is Coors Light right now. You know, she switch up, but, you know, Coors Light seems to be the do. And, yeah. There you go. That's what's up. Shout out to all diabetics. Number five is lower risk of dementia. And somebody just said that.
What?
I just heard that. Dementia.
Dementia?
Yeah. 2003 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association said that adults over 65 who consume between 1 and 6 alcoholic beverages each week have a lower risk of dementia. Then non-drinkers and heavier drinkers. Now
Weak.
Wait a minute, I'm fucking drunk already.
Hold on. All right, hold on. Let me see what this translated into.
Hey, and don't change to the new Facebook, people. This shit sucks. It really fucked me up. I can't communicate with anybody.
Oh. And dementia is insanity, madness, that forms which consists in weakness or total loss of thought and reason. It's mental imbecility or idiocy, meaning you just lose your motherfucking mind. So, if you drink beer, it'll help you from motherfucking losing your sanity, people. Drink fucking beer. Number six, stronger bones. I think I read that. Studies have shown that beer may play a role in preventing bone loss and rebuilding bone mass in men and young women. The effect is believed to be tied to the beverage's high silicone content. Number seven, longer life. God damn, where's the bad effects?
Well, now, start drinking.
According to the 2005 report from the United States Department of Agriculture, the lowest risk of death appears to occur when people consume 1 to 2 drinks per day, likely a result of the protective effects against coronary heart disease and stroke.
Uh-huh.
Wow. That's some shit. Yeah. And number eight, drum roll and all that good shit, is feeling healthier. People who drink beer, spirits, or wine tend to report fewer instances of ill health than those who abstain, according to a 2001 study published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Community Health. Wow.
Maybe they
can drunk. Ask a question before we get all excited. What is epidemiologically, or what the fuck did you just say?
Epidemiology.
Okay, now we got the 8 reasons to drink. Now let's take the 800 reasons not to drink.
Are you nice?
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. You know.
I can think of one reason.
Well, the only reason that I don't like to drink because sometimes I don't know what I'm taking home. So it's like... She can look pretty when I'm drunk, but when I wake up in the morning, I'm like, son of a bitch, you got lucky, bro.
Hell no.
She's still there in the morning? Wow.
Sometimes, you know, the ones that got kids and, you know, boyfriend or whatever, they got to go home early. But, you know, the ones that just, you know, all in love, they'll hang out for all night until I got to kick them out and be like, oh, I got to go to work. You work on a Sunday? Yeah, I do. Get ready, girl.
Work on the next one, I see.
Epidemiology is the study of patterns of health and illness and associated factors at the population level. It is the cornerstone method of public health research. It helps inform evidence-based medicine for identifying risk factors for disease and determining optimal treatment approaches to clinical practice and for preventive medicine. There you go.
All right.
Okay. Do y'all have poop coffee in the Netherlands?
What coffee?
Cat poop coffee.
Poop coffee? What
cat
the
poop.
Hell?
Cat poop coffee. That new cat. Shit. That's the new craze.
Nope.
Cat poop coffee.
I can send you cat poop if you like.
You gotta go to Canada to get that. But yeah, cat poop coffee, people. Wow. All right.
Wait a minute. You talking about cat shit in coffee?
This is Thailand. It's from a small tree dweller, which is close to the raccoon. Then it is a cat, but it also looks like a cat. It eats coffee cherries, and once passed through the animal's digestive system, workers pick the seeds out by hand, and they are processed.
Ew.
You know, I heard that they have
bird shit coffee. Oh, man. I ain't heard no bird shit.
And that was in Holland. was in Holland. They get these, they're like pigeon-looking birds, and they collect their stuff, and then they mix it in some mocha cream, whatever the heck, vanilla, whatever, and supposedly it turns out good. I was watching, I was up all night watching those, you know, travel channels and, you know, where they travel and stuff like that. And the guy's all, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm doing this. But when he drank it, he's like, wow, this is, you don't even taste anything. And I'm like, yeah, but you still drank shit, right?
We got a new product. We got a new product out of Texas for all you beer drinkers out there. The new and improved beer goggles. Make any bitch look good. You know what I'm saying?
Beer goggles.
Just
man.
Get you a pair of beer goggles. Today, only $99.95. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
In Illinois, cop shoots himself with a taser. Damn, she looked like she got her ass whooped.
Put her on. Damn. Put her on I want to see her face.
Damn.
Put it in the chat room.
All right, hold on.
Link it up,
man. Damn. She got her ass.
Heavenly Angel, I wanted to thank you for coming to my show last night.
Leahville.
You're welcome. You know,
you know
I love
my show. My show always smells good every time you're present. So I just want to say thank you, dog.
Thank you. That's sweet of you to say.
You trying to use my motherfucking name, though? Damn, I just gave you a shout out. shout out to James Garcia.
He only got a
shout out to James Garcia.
Hi,
Jaime.
Your name
my bad.
Was half an hour
Jaime.
Ago.
Jaime. Garcia.
Oh my God.
Hey, pow, pow.
Ira.
Yeah,
wait a minute. That's the police woman that's all beat up?
Damn. Woman held on bail after a cop shoots himself with taser. A 56-year-old woman was ordered held on bail today after being charged with resisting arrest and causing a police officer to taser himself by mistake. Man, y'all see this woman? Look at her face, man.
She beat up.
Irene Bramwell of the 5900 block of West 64th Street was ordered held on $40,000 bail by a circuit court judge, blah, blah, who the fuck cares. She was charged with aggravated battery to a police officer, resisting arrest, and criminal trespass to a residence. According to court records and prosecutors, Bramwell was arrested when police responded to a call at the blah, 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 and blah, blah, blah on Friday. After police showed up and were told that a person was inside a home, they noticed that a window in front of the building was broken. When they went around to the back, they found an open back door. Okay, this is what dumbass and nosy motherfucking police do anyway. The officers found Bramwell in the basement. How the fuck do y'all find somebody in the basement? After entering the building, illegally searching without a search warrant, Bramwell threw a wooden chair at one of the officers, striking the person in the right arm. As Bramwell continued to resist arrest, the officers took out the taser and fired at the woman, striking her. Officials said, even though she had been struck by the taser, Bramwell continued to flail her arms and resist the officers. Y'all some fucking pussies. As the woman continued to resist arrest, the officers who earlier tasered her set up the taser again. She continued to flail her arms, causing the officer to accidentally discharge the taser and shoot himself in the pinky finger of his left hand.
That's what you get.
Hey, but you know what? If it was me, I know I would get charged with assault on an officer because...
Damn, but they beat her ass, man. I don't make no sense now. They beat her ass.
56-year-old woman, one officer couldn't handle her? Come on.
Now, why y'all just ain't come in and shoot the first time you seen to throw the chair? That means back up, pull your tasers out, pop, pop, shoot her ass, pop, pop again if she ain't down. No, y'all want to go in and try to play Joe the hero and tussle with her and all that. She's just a woman. That's why you just got your ass about whooped. You know what I'm saying? That's what happened. They don't want to. They don't really want to say that. Two officers got their ass whooped by the elderly lady. You know what I'm saying? They want to draw, you know, put it, make it sound all good. What the fuck else? You got your ass whooped.
You
haven't got one award. Not one award.
Oh.
There's a nutty newsman on. Not one.
Oh. No, there is no award because the cop is stupid.
Yeah.
But all the others.
Damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That's the cop is not a self. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
There you go. Over here in Minnesota. We know anybody in Minnesota? Shouts out to Jesse Ventura.
Smelly, can you beam me off real quick? I got a call from Bosquash the Pro Guy. He wanted me to be in one of his videos.
Bosquash. Shouts out to Bosquash. All right, tell him I say what's that, man. Y'all give me a shout out in the video and shit, man.
Don't worry, we'll rip.
Yeah, so. All right, how we doing it? Flo Cali Connect over here. This is Mr. Goofy Bo. Beaming up out this biatch.
I'll be back.
All right, people. And we're back to the news. I think we're back to the news. Motherfucker.
You do?
Goddamn shit. Over here in Minnesota, teen steals 17 calves to start their old dairy farm. Hell no, man. What kind of country ass shit is that? That's a country ass shit, man. Two teenage boys from Central Minnesota are accused of stealing at least 17 calves to start their own dairy farm. The calves are believed to have been stolen from three counties, Douglas, Stearns, and Todd, and investigators say the teens told them they wanted to start their own dairy farm. They say the teens plan to keep the heifers and sell the bulls and splitting the profits.
Uh-huh.
You can't that be mad at them for... You know, being
ingenuity, man, ingenuity. Okay. That was a real business plan there.
That's real.
But if you were Bob
Simpson, lying piece of sack of shit, slut, trash can, scummiest dirtbag, bitch.
That's what you were. You know, but it's all good. You can't steal shit, people, to start your own shit. You don't steal 20 pounds from the weed man so you can become the weed man and shit and start your own selling your own weed and let him know it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, hey, I sold 20. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, come on now. And it ain't like they can hide 17 calves and shit. You know what I'm saying? What the?
Like stealing 20 pounds from the weed man and then dropping a flyer in his mailbox. Hey, there's a new weed man in town.
Hey, new weed man in town. Like, right. Same weed, but at the cheaper price. Like, what the fuck? All right. Over here in Maine, health inspector writes bald food worker up for no hair net. Hell no. His ass still supposed to have a fucking hair net. Give a damn. He bald or not, you still got particles of hair that grow off of your motherfucking head that can drop into somebody's goddamn food. Put a fucking
How do you know that?
Because when your hair starts to grow back and you start rubbing your hair.
How do you know that?
Falls off.
There are people that are actually totally bald without growing hair back. Does it state in the article that his hair would grow back?
Well, no. I'm just making my own opinion before reading into the article.
Yeah, so am I.
Oh.
But only
well, let's read into the motherfucker then. Yeah, because I don't think they're going to get into the medical, you know what I'm saying, the medical reason of it. You know, that'll be something medical. That ain't natural that your hair just don't grow back.
Maybe some beer
will
help.
It's going to cure.
Huh? Well, I mean, eventually when you get older, I guess, you know what I'm saying? Well, anyway, Bob Neal, a new Sharon turkey farmer, recently sent an employee to work at his booth at the Freiburg Fair. Neal said he was shocked to find out that a state health inspector had written the employee up for not wearing a hairnet, especially because the man had no hair. Here it was, two demerits for a bald man not wearing a hair restraint. I don't know, man. When it comes to public health and food, it's always better to be safe than sorry. You know what I'm saying? And even when people cut their hair here, they still require to put a hairnet on.
Well, I wonder if he was partially bald or completely bald. Did
it say? Yeah, but see, that's why they don't even take the chance here. You know what I'm saying? Everybody, all the way across the goddamn board, you put a goddamn hairnet on. They don't give a shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shouts out to Biz66.com. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Easy Rider. Before I read this next article and shit, man. All right, people.
Bubba here to talk to you about bid66.com. It's fun, it's easy, and if you sign up right now at bid66.com, you get 10 free bids. How about an Apple iPad, an Xbox? I bought mine for $30 at bid66.com. Pirate tickets, gift cards, get your kicks from bid66.com. Plus,
marijuana.
Free shipping straight from the factory. Where else can you get that?
Nowhere.
Go to bid66.com right now.
Man. The other day, I was so desperate for a beer, I snuck into the football stadium and ate the dirt under the bleachers.
It's gone soft on us like some schoolboy bitch.
You sound like a gay.
This is all cheer-up medicine, people. Laughter is the cure for the common cold. You can believe that. You laugh the cold out. You laugh the cold out, goddammit. You know what I'm saying?
I hope so.
Laughter is good for any illness.
Fucking right. Fucking right. Except for when you're out of weed. Ain't nothing funny about when you're out of weed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you got that right.
The present situation. Over here in Pennsylvania, vending machine made man attack mother.
Uh-huh.
Easy Rider Land. You can catch that vending machine on bid66.com. It's going for 16 cents live.
You might find the mother on bid66.com.
Oh, man. Or at least a picture. And shit, you know? Pieces of the mother's hair on bid66.com. Police say a Western Pennsylvania man told them that a vending machine made him attack his mother, breaking her wrist. 33-year-old David Huffman was jailed, unable to post bond after his arrest on assault charges. Huffman's father reported his son was, that's the Heineken kicking in, flipping out and attacked Ethel Huffman. Huffman claimed that the Pepsi machine at Costco made him hurt his mother.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I mean, that is the first series of awards for the day. Wow. Thank you.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
Lying, piece of sack of shit. Slut, trash can, scummiest, dirtbag, bitch!
God damn. You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That felt good. And we're back. Oh, sorry. Get out of the way, Timmy. All right, anyways, the third Spider-Man actor has been injured. Over here in New York, who the fuck keeps? Do y'all think y'all can really fly by some goddamn spider web or something? I think that's what these people be thinking and shit, y'all. I thought the shit shooting out the costume was real. Don't drink beer before you go to work. That is another thing. We got to have to do the last 5 minutes of dope, goddamn, when it comes to beer. Cause we have to get y'all some dope. And why some don't? Because this is one reason. A third actor has been injured in the Broadway production. God damn. This is just on stage.
Broadway production of Spider-Man.
Turn Off the Dark. Lead producer Michael Kohai confirmed Natalia Mendoza, the actor who plays the character Arcane, was hit on the head by a rope during the show's first preview and sustained a concussion. She is the third actor injured in the production in about 6 weeks. Wow, yeah. All right, yeah, y'all about to fuck somebody up. We do this. Yeah, we do this. I ain't used to do this. We used to do this.
That's my life every day. What do you do? I'm on Broadway.
In tights. Da-da! in Florida. Da-da-da-da!
Yeah.
Florida.
Yeah. Oh.
Yay!
Poison pigeons fall from sky. I ain't gonna lie to you. We used to throw Alka-Seltzer in there and then let the seagulls, you know what I'm saying? They'll come by and grab them up and they'll fly off a little bit. Boom! Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sometimes nature can be so cruel to nature. You know what I'm saying?
Wow. That is cruel. Man,
frequenters.
They might come and bite you back in the ass.
Hey, you know, that's why I'm getting poisoned now by my own government. You know what I'm saying? Shit. Frequenters of a Florida fishing pier near a restaurant where an estimated 50 pigeons were killed with poison bait said the act was disgusting. Noel Hackelberg, who frequents the Venice fishing pier in Sarasota County, said birds were flopping around, falling into the water after a pest control company hired by nearby restaurant Sharky's put out poison to rid the eatery of its avian problem. Oh, that's fucked up. Oh, that's nasty as hell, man. You can imagine all these goddamn birds just, ugh.
Mm-hmm.
All they had to do was put out an imitation owl on the building, and they would alleviate it.
Yeah, a few scarecrows, something, motherfucker, besides
that's
shit.
That's some pure evil stuff there, if you ask me.
Damn, to the company.
Cheap, lying, no good, rotten, far-fleshing, low-life, snake-licking, dirt-eating, inbred, overstuffed, ignorant, blood-sucking, dog-kissing, brainless, dickless, hopeless, heartless, fat-ass, bug-eyed, stiff-legged, spotty-lipped, worm-headed sack of monkey shit.
And
but
to
if
the
you
birds.
Got some rats...
Oh, shit, I killed 10 more.
Man, if you got rats, though, you got to kill them.
Sorry.
But I guess pigeons are rats with wings, right?
Oh, man. Sorry, people.
Carriers.
Sorry about that. All right, we're back in Canada, where irreverent atheist ads compares Christ to Bigfoot.
Oh, wow.
Oh, man. The atheist group behind last year's controversial bus ads suggesting there's probably no God is rolling out a provocative new set of posters on buses across the country that places Allah beside Bigfoot and Christ beside psychics. Damn. The new posters bear the slogan, "Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence," with Allah, Bigfoot, UFOs, homeopathy, Zeus, psychics, Christ listed below. Damn.
Hey, you put Bigfoot on that cross 2,000 years ago and he would be able to lift the cross from the ground and beat up all the little Romans.
Damn.
And history would be quite different.
Yeah, and UFOs would have beamed all that shit up.
Like all those sheep and the herders, remember that?
Oh, man.
Those sheep and the herders that are missing in Europe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, how they just mysteriously just disappear.
Where are they?
Somebody needs something. Need y'all to
maybe
run out
those
space.
Kids, they were trying to start up some wool company to make some sweaters or something.
Yeah,
you know those teenagers that sold the cows?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Starting a dairy farm.
Yeah.
Here y'all go, all these goddamn boys. A drunk is locked in portal toilet overnight. Goddamn right. Yeah, drunk, shit. In New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Drunk New Jersey man locked himself inside a portal that required bolt cutters to free him. The porta potty was locked for transport. The porta potty was locked for transport after North Bergen's Winter Fest Parade. A pedestrian walking by heard a call for help from within, and police and a rescue squad came to the scene. We are now instructing our employees that from now on they are supposed to open the door and look inside before padlocking it.
Talking about drunk people, do we still have time for the Jim Jeffries Cup?
Oh, shit.
3 minutes.
3 minutes. 3 minutes.
Yeah, we can make it. It's 2.5 minutes.
That will conclude the Nutty News of the day.
I love drinking. Hate people who don't drink. Never met an interesting person in my life who didn't drink. If you don't drink, you're a boring cunt and all your stories suck.
I'll drink to that.
All your stories end the same way with, and then I got home. No one gives a shit that you've been promoted at work, and no one gives a fuck that your kids don't have bruises.
God damn.
Ever ask a non-drinker why they don't drink? Same fucking answer every time. You go, why don't you drink? And they go, I don't like the taste of it. Nobody does!
That's real.
No,
I ain't like beer.
We drink because we fucking have to. No one has ever had a shot of tequila and gone, oh, that's lovely. Next time I'll have that instead of pudding. It's so Moorish. We drink because life's shit, and you got to do whatever you can to get through the fucking day.
Damn right.
Now,
fucking right. I'll drink that.
Fired up, baby. Fired up.
I honestly didn't mean to time it like that. That's like a magic trick, isn't it?
He just pulled a new beer from behind the counter.
I'm going to punch people in the head if they say the next sentence. I encourage you to do the same because they think they're better than you. Anyone who says a sentence, I don't need to drink or take drugs to have a good time. I'm high on life. Punch that cunt in the head till your hair breaks.
Exactly, then it's hit in the head.
Just, really? Oh, I'm angry on alcohol. Now drive me home.
And last but not
2 years ago, I was performing in the Amsterdam Hilton. Now, in the basement of the Amsterdam Hilton, they have a comedy club, and I was there for 2 weeks. I had 2 days off in my 2 weeks, and I found out in the outskirts of Amsterdam, there's a great big place called the Porn Warehouse, which is like a great big Asda. So on my day off, I thought, fuck Anne Frank's place. And I went out to the Porn Warehouse. Now, when I go shopping in Asda, I take a little plastic basket with me. Porn Warehouse took a trolley. Still had the kid's seat, which I thought was weird. Now, I'm loading my trolley full of every bit of porno paraphernalia I can get. I get up towards the till and there's a massive wall covered in dildos. Now, if you're with your mates, what would you do? Sword fight. But I was by myself, so I just reacted a scene from Star Wars, like, Luke, I'm your father, and just looked like a bit of a loon. Now, there's a smaller wall, but just as impressive, covered in rubber vibrating vaginas. Now, whenever you're with your mates and you see one of those, you go, who the fuck would use one of those, eh? But there's always a bit of your brain that goes, wouldn't mind trying that just once. So So I got myself the Jenna Jamison rubber vibrating vagina. On the side of the box it said vibrate so as to give realistic sensation. Realistic if you're fucking a chick with Parkinson's, but not realistic in a full sense. Now I've gone back to my hotel and decided if I'm going to do this wank, it's going to be the wank. It's going to be the wank that when I've got dementia, I'll be sitting in a nursing home going, oh, fuck the rubber cunt. So I got me porn mags and laid them down one side of the bed. I put porn on the telly. I got the rubber cunt out. I had a vibrating egg that went in the end with a cord or remote control. I lubed up me cock, and I proceeded to fuck it. Now, it felt okay, but I couldn't really enjoy myself because the only thought going through me head was, if you die right now... this is how they'll tell your mum they found you. Now, as I've mentioned, I don't have a big cock or nothing. I think the rubber cunt was faulty, but as I'm fucking it, the latex on the top just sort of tears and the egg falls out the end, and I'm pretty upset because it's not like I can take it back to the shop. Slap it on the counter and go, look at that. I bought that an hour ago. Went home and fucked it. Now that cunt's broken. Now I still had a lot of lube, still had a lot of porn, still had a vibrating egg. So I did what anyone in this room would do. I lubed that egg up and shoved it up my ass. Now sitting up against a gland called the prostate gland, the male G-spot, it felt terrific. I was enjoying myself so much I was already thinking of other things to shove up my ass once I got back to England. I slapped me cock a couple of times and I jizzed all over me chest, and now I've got jizz all over me chest, lube all over me cock, egg hanging out me ass, broken cunt in the corner. I gotta tell you, I've looked better. Now, you know that bit of pain that goes through your soul after you've had a wank and you got a bit of cum on your hand and you go, what did you do that for? You're a grown man. Well, I still had an egg hanging out of my arm. Safe to say I wanted to kill myself, so I start slapping the porn off the bed, I turn the porn off the telly, I go to whip the egg out of me ass, the fucking cord snaps off. Not only does it snap off, but the two plastic shells of the egg slightly break apart and now pinching against me colon. Now, your first thought is, well, don't worry about this, Jim, you can shit this out, but... your arsehole knows what shit is and it knows what plastic egg is and it don't fucking play cricket in this situation. Now, I don't know if you all know a lot about your colons, and nor should you. So they're made up of several channels that pump poo through. Now, I've lubed up this finger and this thumb, and I've gone up me ass after the egg. But with every grab, I pushed it further and further and further up my colon. Now up to channel 5. And we all know how shit that is. My next thought is to get like a whole lot of high fiber food, make me poo really solid, and push the egg out through pressure. Very similar to when a Augustus Gloop got stuck in the chocolate tube in Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. I was working a Wonka method at the time. I could have done with an Oompa Loompa with a plunger. Now, as many of you may have already realised, I'm not a doctor. I didn't know that high fibre food made your poo sloppy. It turns out the protein makes your poo hard. Ironically, I should have been eating boiled eggs. Instead, I had a shit that went around the egg. Now, we've only got a limited time together, so let's just jump forward to day number 3. I decided it was up my ass for another day, I was going to go to hospital. My biggest fear was going to hospital in a foreign country with my accent and going, you'll never guess what's happened to me. But being Holland, there's a good chance you could go, you have an egg up your ass? Go join the queue with the other Australians. On day number 3, I had a Chinese dinner. And I kept me chopsticks. Now, I've gone back to my hotel. I've bent over. At this moment, I've thought to myself, you probably should have gone to the Anne Frank Museum. I put one chopstick on top of the egg in a crowbarring fashion. The other one I used to widen the hole. In one motion, I snapped this egg out of my ass, followed by 2 feet of shit. It was at this moment I thought to myself, should have done that in the bathroom. Thanks a lot. Good night. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. Come on, Mr. Goddamn, stop laughing for that one. That's Jim Jeffries, people. Y'all look that up. I'm going to look that up. It's just a few, man. God, yeah, I know you got some YouTubes and shit. Oh, man. On that note, people, we are out of here for My Health, Your Health Monday. Prevents is being really good for you. Well, statistics are proven, yeah, but everything is done in moderation. So I always say, I smoke alone. Peace out. What's happening, Miss Heavenly Angel? Mr. Cyanide Edward. Amy Garcia. Mr. Google Boat. This beautiful butterfly coming through. Appreciate everybody hanging out on the show with Wrecking the Game Radio. You already know what to do, man. Sponsored by Wrecking the Game Entertainment. What smells so good? Ed Melly Brown. Thank you. I'll let you later, dude. Great story.
Yeah, with nobody else.
Well,
side
nine, God damn it.
You know when I smoke alone, I prefer to be by myself. Well, every morning, just before breakfast, I don't want no coffee or tea. Just me and Mary Jane, and that's all I'll ever need. And I smoke alone.
to get mad.